Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
John Batchelor, Professor Richard Epstein, a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution, teaches law at NYU and the University of Chicago. The formal name for the obstruction charge is 18 U.S.C. 1512C2, making it a crime to corruptly obstruct, impede, or interfere with any official government proceeding. Why this is important now is the Supreme Court will render a decision as to whether the January 6th events describe obstruction of an official proceeding, that would be the Electoral College inside the building, or is this an aspect of the right to assemble? Did they not obstruct at all? It turns on those who have been charged with felonies for invading the Capitol on January 6th. But two of the four charges against former President Trump brought by Jack Smith, the special counsel, involved just the same charge, obstruction. So I come to you, Professor, about when is it obstruction and when is it the right to assemble? The Supreme Court will give us a decision later this year.
I think, in effect, that it's a very close case. There's certainly no way to take the three possibilities that you could get a conviction without having a jury trial. There's just too much evidence and too much chaff around for somebody to say, well, you just look at it and it's obviously obstruction. There are too many people there. There are too many charges made against too many individuals. And it gets even more complicated because Trump, even though he behaved like a fool when he decided to watch the thing on television but not to call everybody off, not doing something is not going to be sufficient to get you an obstruction charge. You're going to have to link him up in a more possible way. On the other hand, it is possible that this thing will come down as a free speech type issue. And the question about the relationship of obstruction to free speech is something which has essentially been in the public eye, both in the context of American labor law and of abortion law, for something over 130 years. So the first of the major cases was actually a cause célèbre back in Massachusetts in the 1890s. It was a case called Bagillon and Gunter, and it had to do with the question of aggressive picketing around a site. Whether that's corrupt, again, is one of these tricky words. And it turned out that the employer said this was coercion trying to disrupt our business. And what the union said is what we're doing is providing information to customers about the way in which these guys handle a labor relations stuff. And we're giving them the formal information so that they can have some kind of a sensible judgment. And then on the other side, they're coming back. Hey, you're talking to them, but at the same time, you're brandishing weapons, sounding threatening and ominous and so forth. So it's a form of intimidation. Now, the union case is actually easier to find intimidation because everybody there seems to be acting with unified intention. When you look at the situation inside the Capitol building, it's a real muddle because some people are taking selfies at the time, other people are doing much more nefarious things. It's also not clear who is doing the obstruction. Is it just the people who are active? Is the president doing? Well, it turns out on the ground, there's the famous case of Ray Epps sitting out there, which was settled strategically, I think, by the Department of Justice. And he's on the tape the night before and on the morning of this thing saying, go into this building and make them hear your voice. And he is clearly guilty of that kind of obstruction, but he pleaded out in a very simple case, very light charges, so that the government could get him off the list. And I think that that's kind of crazy to do this. So if you're asking me what's going to happen, there is a credible, not a strong, but a very credible case that this is just freedom of assembly. And then there's going to be the question, freedom of assembly ends when force begins. And so I think, in effect, you'll find some members of the Supreme Court who are willing to go the whole nine yards and to say this is a straight free speech issue. And there are going to be others who say, I think, in effect, you really have to have a trial. I don't think there's anybody who's going to say that if you just look at the films, it's all over and you treat it as obstruction. So this obviously has two implications, one on the prospects for success. And I don't believe for a moment that Smith will back off. But the one thing we have already learned, which I think is critical here, is the Supreme Court and most of the other courts seem to be taking the position, we're not going to jump out of order. We're not going to get rid of an intermediate court review either here or in Maine. You're going to have to go through the steps. And this means the case has been argued. It could be 3 or 4 months before they decide to issue a decision. And then once they issue the decision, you have to send this thing back. And there'll be other motions that will take place. So I think the basic effort here is, my view is what the Supreme Court is doing, I think covertly, but doing nonetheless, is they're slowing down the train, because I think they have the same view quietly that I have, which a trial during the middle of a presidential campaign is a very, very bad idea. And so delay becomes the mechanism. And if you start looking at what's going on here, the place where the fewest leverage is probably with the Bragg trial, which is the weakest of all this situation. But the Fannie Willis thing is, I think, now basically doomed to chaos, given the fact that she basically appointed the wrong guy to be on the prosecutorial team. And then she introduced the race card much too early in the proceeding. And so I think it's very likely that she will be disqualified from this case. At that point, it will probably have to be reassigned. And I'm not sure about Georgia law, but at least I've heard it said.
And the Judge Chutkan case coming
up. Well, again, she can't move until the stay is listed. And Smith is playing dirty pool. He's trying to send in documents saying you don't have to read them. But I think the real rule is you don't want her to even have those documents because you don't want the proceedings to appear on one track surreptitiously and then speed up the trial after the stay. So I think she should not accept those doctrines. I don't think that the defendant should accept those doctrines.
30 seconds, Richard. You believe that the Chutkan trial will not go forward before the election then?
I think it's becoming increasingly likely. She scheduled another trial 3 weeks after March 4th when this was supposed to begin. And so I think she knows that she couldn't do this trial in 3 months. So that date is passed. And then the closer you get to the election, I think the more the pressure is going to be to lay off of this particular thing. My view about it is if Trump loses and you want to bring these kinds of charges him as a citizen, just fine. But I'm very much opposed to having a trial like this in the middle of an election. Too dangerous for everybody. Too volatile.
Professor Richard Epstein, the Hoover Institution. I'm John Mayer.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.